It's time to hit the trail with the Territorial Rodeo Update with Derek Beck.
The Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame has unveiled its 2026 class, and it's stacked. Media trailblazer Jeff Metters, world champions Butch Myers and Jerome Davis, joined by rodeo icons like bullfighter Keith Isley, stock contractor Ike Sankey, and a dozen-time NFR qualifier Bobby Goodspeed. Add in legendary horsepower like Killer Bee and champions of the barrel racing world, Loretta Manuel and Mary Berger. Next class of rodeo greatness is going to be enshrined July 18th in Colorado Springs.
Get your tickets now for the Cattlemen's Ball of Nebraska. June 5th and 6th, this premier event is coming to a pasture north of Cozad. The long-standing tradition pairs the best beef with a full weekend of activities and entertainment, all for a good cause, raising money for the Fred and Pamela Buffett Cancer Center and local wellness initiatives. Visit cattlemansball.com for ticket options to meals and activities. There are no ticket sales at the door. Get your Cattlemen's Ball of Nebraska tickets today at cattlemansball.com.
All right, friends, on this Easter weekend, let's count them down. Top five from the PRCA, let's go.
I never miss a show.
Bareback riding Rocker Steiner has reclaimed his spot on top of the bareback throne, but Bradley Miller will make him sweat this summer, I imagine. He's only 2,000 back, and in third, Oklahoma's Wacy Shala, fourth and fifth, Jacob Lees and Kansan Jess Pope. Steer wrestling. Texan Holton Myers, 23K in front of Tyler Wagyuspack. Stetson Jorgens in his third, but he's sidelined 4 to 6 months. He tore his ACL in his right knee while competing in Slack Monday in San Angelo. Mike McGinn and Bridger Anderson, fourth and fifth, best in the world, respectively.
You can do it!
Team rope, and on the head, New Mexico's Corbin Rice on top, Caleb Driggers on deck, and Oklahoma's Jake Smith in the hole. Destin Aguiswe and Tanner Tomlinson round out the top five. On the heels, Carthage, Missouri's Cooper Freeman has taken over the number one spot. Junior Nunez, no Gate a second, then Douglas Rich, Cole Curry, and Trent Vaught fighting it out for third, fourth, and fifth. Saddle Bronc, if your last name ain't Wright, you're just hoping to keep seeing the taillights. Stetson Wright, numero uno, Rusty Wright right behind. Then it's Kate Bruno, Wyatt Casper, and Chase Brooks all within sight. Tie down rope, and it should come as no surprise the Cowboy States own this one at the moment. Texan Riley Webb, number one, Kincaid Henry, two, then Shane Hanchy, Haven Medjid, and Marty Yates holding down the top five. Barrel racing. Rodeo Austin tried to make it interesting by paying out more than $97,000 to shake up the standings, but Cassie Mowry still stinking up the show. She took home almost $20,000 by herself and now leads Latricia Duke by almost $40,000. Haley Kinzel third, Emily Beisel and Haley Gibson Stillwell battling it out for fourth and fifth. Bull riding. This event's going to be a dogfight until the very end, I think. More changes this week. Jake Gardner from Canada is top dog. Tristan Hutchings up to second. Stetson Wright now third. Gillette Wyoming's Hayden Welsh up to fourth. And Luke Mackey back to fifth. Folks, that's our little show this week. I'm Derek Beck wishing you all the best this Easter weekend. We'll do it again next week here on the Territorial Rodeo Update.